new music from Jack White.
Dear friend, if you want to feel better, don't let the devil make you toss this letter. If you've been crossed up by hoodoo, voodoo, the wizard of the lizard, you got family trouble, man trouble, woman trouble, no nice to the rubber. You're looking for a true friend or a true lover, or if you've been living under trouble, well, I'm coming to your town to break it all down and help you with all of this. I'm looking to help you find bliss.
From Jack White. It's called Archbishop Harold Holmes here on Radio 9.
Radio 9.
Mixing it up just for you.
Music.
Chuck Berry is going to take us some news time.
I know you remember that rubber leg.
JTherberShow.com. You can find me on Facebook, Blue Sky, and Mastodon at JTherberShow. Pound for pound, sound for sound, putting out more rock and roll than any other station around on Saturday afternoons. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nina Maria Potts for the latest world news. U.S. President Donald Trump appears to have canceled a rare earth deal with the Ukrainian president after the two men got into a shouting match in the Oval Office. In front of the assembled media, Trump berated Vladimir Zelensky in an extraordinary breakdown of diplomacy. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
An unceremonial end to a chaotic Oval Office meeting. Donald Trump cutting short President Vladimir Zelensky's time at the White House. Cancelled is the joint press conference, with a statement from Donald Trump on social media saying that Zelensky can come back when he's ready for peace, adding that the Ukrainian leader had disrespected the United States. All of that after an Oval Office meeting that devolved into a shouting match, crossed arms, pointing fingers, with constant interruptions, as the Vice President J.D. Vance and Donald Trump publicly scolded Zelensky as if he was a naughty schoolboy, rather than the leader of a nation at war. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Inflation eased slightly in January, according to new figures, raising questions about possible rate cuts in the coming months. At the same time, figures revealed American spending slowed more than what was forecast for January. Mitch McCann reports.
The Fed's preferred inflation measure, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, slowed to 2.5% for the month of January, which is slightly lower than December's reading of 2.6%. Meanwhile, the core Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, which strips out volatile food and energy costs and is viewed as a gauge for underlying inflation, was up 0.3% in January. One of the figures that may be of concern to officials is the pullback in spending that we're seeing. In January, spending fell 0.2% in America, or 0.5% once adjusted for inflation, whereas it's reported economists had expected a 0.2% increase in spending. Part of that may have been due to the unusually cold temperatures in January for much of America and the wildfires in Los Angeles, one of the nation's largest cities.
Israel is reportedly pushing for a 42-day extension in the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire deal. Last-minute talks are taking place in the Egyptian capital, Cairo, with phase one of the agreement set to expire on Saturday. Charles Gibson reports from Tel Aviv.
Extending the ceasefire by 6 weeks would be politically advantageous for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It would likely lead to the release of more hostages being held in Gaza and mean that the PM could avoid a confrontation with far-right members of his coalition who are strongly against phase two. However, Hamas is insisting on sticking to the original agreement and wants to progress to the second phase immediately.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
The Dick Cavett Show. With special guest star,
Jay Thurber.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Jay Thurber.
So eager, nearly dying.
Don't let go, don't let go.
You've been keeping I won't stop for $1 million. I love you so. Just hold me tight and don't let go. I'm the barking up side of the hill.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Love is dragging him through the mill.
Don't let go.
Yeah, if it was for having you,
don't let go, don't let go.
I'd be barking and hollering too.
Don't let go,
yeah.
Don't let go.
Ooh, this feeling's killing me. Well, I won't stop for $1 million.
I love you so.
Just hold me tight and don't let go. One day, baby, you'll quit me, yeah.
Don't let go, don't let go.
I'll be crying and soaking wet.
Don't let go,
yeah. One thing, baby, I'll never stand.
Don't let go,
Your lips kiss some other man.
Don't let go, don't let go.
I won't stop for $1 million.
I love you so.
Just hold me tight.
Don't let go.
Just hold me tight.
Don't let go.
Hold me tight.
Don't let go.
One of the tragic stories of rock and roll, one of the many tragic stories of rock and roll, story of Roy Hamilton, who died much too young. You know who was a big fan of his? Elvis Presley. A lot of people think that Elvis copied his vocal style from Roy Hamilton, or at least that Roy Hamilton was a big influence on the way Elvis sang. In fact, when Roy Hamilton died, or when Roy Hamilton got sick and then later passed away, while he was in the hospital, apparently, the story goes that Elvis sent his wife a bouquet of flowers every day and then paid off Roy Hamilton's medical bills.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Bill Haley is coming.
5, 6, 7
Radio
o'clock,
nine.
8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your flat lights on. Join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4, if the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the chimes ring 5, 6, and 7,
.  Let your input affect our output. Also taking your requests on social media, Blue Sky Mastodon and Facebook at Jay Thurber Show.
Why are you singing so slowly, guys? I put you on 45, and you're supposed to sing the song at 45. So let's go over here, and let's see if you can sing the song at the right speed now.
There you go. ago. Much better, much better. Singing at the wrong speed.
Where are you, little star?
Where are you?
These are the Elegants on Radio 9.
Make this wish come true tonight. Tube City online radio family, thanks for the love. You are the inspiration for our perspiration because your laughter is what we are after. We now continue with broadcasting excellence for your listening pleasure.
Jerry Butler, they call him the Iceman, who died February 20th at the age of 85 in Chicago. He also had been a member of the county commissioners for a long time up there in Chicago, so had a whole second career serving the public. Jerry Butler on Radio 9, and this is Sam Cooke. We'll have weather and some new music coming up for you in about 5 minutes, so stay tuned. hypnotize.
This is wonderful radio.
Baker on Radio 9, and I forgot to cue up my chime. Oh, well, I guess we can't take a break then. At 1:23 chime time, new music coming your way. I got a little distracted here because I was reading the news. New music from the Struts coming up right after we take care of a brief message as also check your forecast. I was reading the reports of... Did you watch the news yesterday? A couple people have emailed me and they said, gee, you don't like the president very much. I've never met the man. How do I know if I like him? I think he and I would have some disagreements. Yes, I think somebody asked me, I watched the press conference like much of the world did yesterday. I guess it wasn't really a press conference. It was just supposed to be a photo op. They canceled the press conference and then they threw the president of Ukraine out of the White House physically. I don't know if they have a. Did you know they have a bouncer at the White House? It's true. They picked Zelensky up by his collar and his belt, and they just tossed him out onto the sidewalk like Mo the bartender tossing out Homer Simpson. Anyways, I watched the spectacle, and my boss texted me, and she was not watching it, and she said, "Was it as bad as everyone said?" I said, "Well," she said, "How would you describe it?" I said, "Well, the president pooped his diaper." I said, and then he reached in and grabbed handfuls of it and threw it at people while the vice president cheered him on. I said, so, I mean, I thought it was a masterful gambit, sir. Just statecraft on the highest possible level. So anyways, we had a good run. We had a good run. Opinions expressed on the Jay Thurber Show are not those of this radio station or of... New Balance, who made my sneakers, or anybody else for that matter. They're not even my opinions. I subscribe to a service called Opinions RS. They email me my opinions every morning. Speaking of getting emails every morning, you should sign up. Kevin Barks is the guest on my podcast this week. I mentioned him. He is the editor of the KGB Report. He's now on Substack, kgbreport.com, and we talked to him about why he's been blogging for more than 30 years now. Not too many people have kept a blog alive for 30 years and has recently moved to Substack, and he will email you his opinions every morning. Fresh squeezed opinions from Kevin Barks out there in Library, PA. So he'll be the guest on my podcast. You can get a link to that at jthurbershow.com. What else I don't know. It's hard to keep up with the news these days. It's kind of like Lily Tomlin says, no matter how cynical you become, it's never enough.
Everything.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen put. Whether you believe it or not.
Snow showers this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 42, cloudy and cold overnight, low 18, sunny on Sunday with a high of 32, Sunday night mostly clear, low of 19. On Monday, sunny skies, high near 42, and then on Tuesday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy and a high of 54. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 29 in Washington County, it's 28 in Beaver County. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, 29. A few remaining snow flurries or flurries in the air, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland. 30 at WRCT. Scotty Moore on Radio 9. The website, jthurbershow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at J Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:31. This is the station that asks the musical questions. Why do fools fall in love? I don't know. Why did we give them a radio show? But we did. Here's Frankie Lyon and the Teenagers. Mornings on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. We're playing some Lost Wax this afternoon. If you'd like to get in on the fun, 412-385-7450. It's a song you don't hear very often. From 1966, these are the Rolling Stones on Radio 9. Smith and the Clowns. Pirates at this hour in spring training baseball taking on the Baltimore Orioles. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans men's basketball team is hosting Case Western Reserve in their final game and the CMU's final game of the season. We will check sports for you in just a couple of minutes. More music after these important messages.
Teen drivers learn good habits from adults.
What's the holdup? Come on, let's go.
Do you set a good example? Learn more at drivesafepa.org.
We're all busy this time of year. There's back to
school. Oh, this again with the harvest. We don't have the harvest here in Western Pennsylvania very often. Well, at least not in the area served by this radio station.
What is dedication?
The
big harvest in Duquesne.
Is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Case in this recent Elon Musk email he sent out on Saturday demanding the federal employees tell him five things they did last week or they'd be fired. Employees were... That's what they said. Employees were not thrilled, leading some to respond with very rude emails listing fake, vulgar accomplishments... Even sending links to graphic images of sex and scatological content. No. Yes. Good for them. Now, if there's anyone out there who don't know what scatological means, that's poop. Now, this email. Yeah, you didn't know I could do that.
I got
you.
It's nice, scatty. Yeah.
Yeah. This email created chaos throughout our government. Some agencies, like the FBI, told their employees just to ignore it. Others, like the VA, demanded that employees respond. At HHS, employees were told they could respond if they wanted to, but should assume that what they write will be read by malign foreign actors. What? Russell Brand's gonna get these? Yesterday, with a midnight deadline approaching, the Office of Personnel Management told HR leaders that responding to Musk is voluntary. Okay, there's clear guidance. Federal workers don't have to respond. Except at the same time, Trump was saying this.
The last email that was sent where he wanted to know what you did this week. If you don't answer, like, you're sort of semi-fired or you're fired.
Semi-fired or you're fired. That's a boss anyone would want to work for. Kristen, you're semi-fired. Put half your stuff in a box and get out of here. Then come back after lunch because you're a semi-valued part of this team. So if that's not semi-confusing enough, Elon totally unclarified it more, tweeting about the employees, subject to the discretion of the president, they will be given another chance. Failure to respond a second time will result in termination. Sounds like somebody wants to get a little more skilly bee bop dee bop poop porn. At this point, zip-zap, doody boop.
Watch yourself.
At this point, how is anybody supposed to know what to do with all this confusing information? Forget running the government. These clowns couldn't get 10 bridesmaids to a patent sip. Who on earth could possibly spin this pile of steaming garbage into a pile of steaming gold? That plum assignment falls to White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, seen here telling you that you're not tri-delt material. Leavitt, go hang out with the Kappas. Leavitt released this statement to the press. Everyone is working together as one unified team. That is a unified team. Okay, boys, listen up. Come on, bring it in. Remember what we practiced, okay? We drilled on this. Get out there and do literally the first insane thing that comes to your mind, okay? No bad ideas. Hank, you sit on the ball and try to hatch it like an egg. Timmy, you knit me a scarf out of your own hair. The rest of you, I don't know, I don't care. Maybe lay on the grass and act like you're swimming in it, all right?
Stephen Colbert, of course, check sports and weather in just about 2 minutes. Here's Barbara George on Radio 9. On Radio 9. Jamin checking in on Mastodon at Jay Thurber's show. He wants to know, since if this is Lost Wax Day, is this the time for him to request Davy Day? I didn't know that was a Lost. Is that Lost Wax? It's outside the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yay! We'll get that on for you the next hour. We'll get more songs from the late, great Jerry Butler as well. And we'll also remember the late Roberta Flack, who has passed away. And in case you are just joining us, I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. 154, much more music time. We have news coming up for you at 2 o'clock. New music right after we check sports and weather from the Lumineers. The sports and weather is not from the Lumineers. The new music is. That was a misplaced modifier. And if you've ever misplaced your modifier, you know just how painful that can be. So let's do sports. How about that?
Your front row center at the ball.
Beat the Rangers last night 3-2. It was the Stars over the Kings 6-2, and the Avalanche beat the Wild 5-2. Pittsburgh Penguins tonight hosting the Boston Bruins. Well, actually, this afternoon hosting the Boston Bruins at the PPG Paints Arena. That game gets underway at 3 o'clock. Both of those teams fighting to stay alive for the playoffs right now. In college basketball action, Pitt Panthers men's team travels to Louisville to take on the Cardinals. That game tips off at 6 o'clock. Pitt Panthers women's team are playing Wake Forest tomorrow at 2. Your Carnegie Mellon teams are closing out the season this afternoon. Carnegie Mellon hosting Case Western Reserve right now, the men's team playing. Case Western is up 62-57, and the women's team begins their game at 3 o'clock. In spring training baseball, the Pittsburgh Pirates playing the Baltimore Orioles at this hour.
Weather break, go, go!
Cloudy skies, chance of snow showers, high of 42, partly cloudy overnight and cold, low of 19, mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 32. Monday, sunny, high 42. Tuesday, chance of rain, high 54. And then on Wednesday, rain likely at a high of 62 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 29 in Washington County. Butler says 26 with some light snow falling. It is 29 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 30 degrees at WRCT. With new music from the Lumineers.
Hey, mama.
Would you pay my rent? Would you let me crash in your basement? Cause any one of us could make it big or could end up dead on the pavement. And if I was to die, if the plane went down and you survived, you ever wonder what your parents meant when they told you grandma's in heaven? Cause I don't feel it like I did back then in a black sedan of depression. And everyone's alright, I could not afford to see the light. I don't know what's wrong with me, I killed the mood so naturally. The guests begin to make me feel alone.
Here on Radio 9, Dwayne Eddy gonna take us to news time. From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, I'm Jay Thurmer. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
We're following our democracy in historic times.
I have a very good relationship with President Putin. I think I have a very good relationship with President Zelensky. And now we're, you know, we're doing the deal and we're going to be in there. We're going to be actually in there and digging our hearts out.
President Donald Trump says he looks forward to meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House today to finalize an agreement giving the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. During a meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Trump denied calling Zelensky.
That story has been overtaken by events, as they used to say. Let's see if Public News Service has an afternoon update on that story, shall we?
Public News Service Friday Afternoon Update. I'm Mike Clifford.
President Donald Trump's claim that the potential $1 trillion deal he is on the cusp of signing with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky would offer the U.S. easy access to a bonanza of rare earth materials is at odds with the widespread assessment of current and former U.S. officials. That from CNN. They report the officials say there's little actual evidence of great rare earth and other mineral wealth in Ukraine, and much of what does exist will be difficult, even impossible to exploit in the eastern war-torn part of the country. We'll be digging, Trump told reporters on the eve of the Zelensky visit. And as spring approaches, faith leaders and advocates are raising alarms about inhumane heat conditions in U.S. prisons, especially in southern states like Mississippi.
During a recent webinar, 85 to Stay Alive Answering the Call, hosted by Texas Prison Community Advocates and the Climate and Incarceration Research Collective, panelists shared harrowing stories and urged action before summer heat arrives. Reverend Joseph Clark, assistant imam at the 5th Ward Islamic Center for Human Development in Texas, recounted his own prison experiences, describing dangerous conditions caused by extreme heat.
It would be so hot on the unit that we would break out the windows on the turn row so air can come through the windows. And warden would not fix the windows purposely for when it got cold. So during the winter conditions, we would freeze to death.
The Justice Department has found conditions at Parchman and two other state prisons unconstitutional. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Meantime, school districts and country governments across Texas are being encouraged to consider building decarbonization to combat climate change.
The process reduces or eliminates carbon emissions in buildings by making energy efficient improvements. According to a report by the Texas Climate Jobs Project, existing structures are a large contributor to carbon emissions, adding as much as 40% to the total worldwide. The organization Sandra Bustillo says the report focuses on three main areas of improvement.
There's the utility savings aspect of it. The next one is job creation. So we really advocate for the creation of high quality family sustaining jobs. And then lastly, we also discuss health benefits.
I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
Next to Virginia, a state that has some restrictions in place for workers handling animal waste in order to avoid contaminating groundwater sources. Last year, the state updated regulations for animal waste and animal feeding operations. One regulation ensures that storage areas are higher than 1 foot above the seasonal high water table. Brian Dunning is with the Center for Progressive Reform.
It's for all facilities constructed after 1998. So that is some improved monitoring to get an idea of if there are problems with the facility that is breaching into the groundwater.
Dunning says the Commonwealth took a step in the right direction with increased monitoring. This is Public News Service.
I'm sorry that neither of those newscasts was updated. Of course, the president did meet with Volodymyr Zelensky at the Oval Office, along with Vice President J. Devon Vance, or J.V. Dance, as we call him. And we have an audio clip of what that meeting yesterday sounded like. Are you ready?